In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The annual Mackinac Bridge Walk was back in person this year. About 30,000 people crossed the five-mile span on Monday. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer was there to celebrate the Labor Day tradition.
I think it's important to pause and honor labor in Michigan. That's what Labor Day is all about, the hardworking men and women of unions who created the middle class in America. And so happy Labor Day to everyone, and I'm glad to be back at the Bridge Walk, which started in 1958.
Whitmer says last year was a tough year for everyone and says people were excited about this year's walk. This is National Suicide Prevention Week, and the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services is hoping Michiganders reflect on how they can help loved ones who are struggling. Spokesperson Lynn Sutphin tells us talking about suicide is difficult, but important.
The main thing is we want Michiganders to have open, honest, and direct conversations about suicide. In many cases, people think that if you talk about suicide or you ask somebody if they are thinking of harming themselves, that you will cause them to do so. There is no evidence to support that.
Sutphin says if you're too uncomfortable to talk to a loved one that you're worried about, call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline or have them call.
The best thing you can do is if you feel that somebody in your life is contemplating suicide or harming themselves some way, is to simply ask them about them. Ask them if there's something they can do to help. Ask them if they need help.
Warning signs that someone may be thinking about suicide are if they express feelings of hopelessness, if they talk about hurting themselves, if they show a loss of interest in activities, if they're withdrawn, or if they start talking about being a burden to others. Suicide was the 10th leading cause of death in both Michigan and the U.S. in 2019. A program called Be Nice, created by the Mental Health Foundation of Western Michigan, is helping nearly 20,000 coaches across the state recognize mental health changes in their athletes and help them find support. Program Director Christy Buck says it's even more important now while kids are returning to school after virtual learning during the COVID-19 pandemic.
We've got to remain focused on the positives about what is going on in our community right now, how important it is for kids to be in school, to be around friends, to be connected to their clubs, sports, the things that they love to do that keep them going.
The Michigan High School Athletic Association has been using the Be Nice program for about 3 years. Be Nice tells coaches what to do. Notice, invite, challenge, and empower. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.